This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamisani says India visit focused on advancing Nepal's prosperity and bilateral cooperation. Government forms probe committee to investigate satellite service procurement at Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. Information and Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsana says citizen-centered good governance system is being built in the country. And Russian President Putin dismisses Ukrainian President Zelensky's call for face-to-face talks. Now the news in detail. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamisani has said that advancing Nepal's prosperity was the main agenda of his five-day visit to India. Speaking to media persons at Tribhuvan International Airport upon his return yesterday evening, RSP President Lamisani said discussions with Indian leaders focused on bilateral cooperation in areas ranging from sports and information technology to connectivity and religious tourism. He said the visit helped clarify the type of support and engagement the RSP-led government expects from India and highlighted the benefits of stronger Nepal-India relations, improving the responsiveness of Nepal's diplomatic and administrative mechanisms in India was also discussed. On the Nepal-India border dispute, Lamisani said such issues should be addressed through diplomatic channels and gradual efforts. He informed that invitations to visit Nepal were extended to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Bharatiya Janata Party Chair Nitin Naveen, adding that both leaders responded positively. Leader Lamisani also said the timing of Prime Minister Balendra Shah's visit to India would be decided based on the appropriate context and schedule. During the visit, RSP President Lamisani held separate meetings with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, and BJP Chair Nitin Naveen. Discussions focused on strengthening bilateral relations and issues of mutual interest. The Ministry of Information and Communication has formed a committee to investigate alleged financial irregularities, procedural weaknesses and violations of fiscal discipline in the procurement of satellite services at Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. The committee formed following complaints lodged with various agencies, including the Office of the Auditor General, is headed by Engineer Dr. Avas Maske. According to the ministry, the committee has been tasked with conducting an internal review and addressing public concerns regarding the procurement process. PSP Nepal has been contracting foreign satellite bandwidth service providers for the transmission of its channels since 2002. Questions have been raised over repeated additions of channels to existing contracts, the transition from standard definition to high definition broadcasting, and the use of supplementary arrangements. Complaints and audit observations have cited concerns of possible conflicts of interest, increased financial burdens, lack of competitive bidding, and violations of financial discipline in the procurement of satellite services. The committee has been given 21 days to study the matter and submit a report with recommendations to the ministry. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timilsana has said Nepal is moving towards a new political culture with the development of a citizen-centered governance system. Addressing the Rashtriya Swatantra Party Nuwakot District Convention, Minister Dr. Timilsana said distortions such as sitting and the influence of middlemen in government bodies are ending. He said the government is working to ensure corruption-free, transparent and accountable public service delivery, adding that budget allocation based on power and influence has stopped. The Information and Communication Minister added that the government should be evaluated based on its direction, decisions and processes, even if results take time. The government has said the Budi Gandaki hydropower project will be developed as a multi-purpose undertaking under an authority model. Energy Minister Biraj Bhaktasrestha said the project will include hydropower generation along with irrigation, drinking water, fisheries and ecotourism components to increase returns on state investment. Preparatory works are being advanced for the 1200 megawatt project, including access roads and housing at the site. He said the project design has been completed and it will be managed through a high-powered authority. The Energy Minister said coordination is underway with relevant ministries to remove delays, adding that the project is a priority due to its location near major consumption centers like Kathmandu and Pokhara. The project has been listed as a National Pride Project. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's proposal for direct talks aimed at ending the war between the two countries. In an open letter issued on Thursday, Zelensky called for face-to-face negotiations with Putin and urged Russia to agree to a ceasefire. According to the BBC, Zelensky said it was wrong to simply wait for the war, which began with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, to regain the full attention of the United States. Speaking at Russia's annual economic forum in St. Petersburg on Friday, Putin dismissed the proposal, describing Zelensky's letter as rude and saying there was no point in holding a meeting at this stage. He reiterated Moscow's position that peace negotiations should take place before any ceasefire agreement. Responding to Putin's remarks, Zelensky accused Russia of choosing war over peace. The fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran has come under renewed pressure after both sides carried out fresh military actions. The BBC cited the U.S. military as saying it shut down four Iranian attack drones launched towards the Strait of Hormuz, describing them as an immediate threat to maritime traffic in the region. Following the interceptions, U.S. forces struck Iranian coastal radar sites in southern Iran, saying the action was taken to prevent further attacks. Iran responded by launching ballistic missiles at two U.S. air bases in Kuwait and facilities used by the U.S. Navy in Bahrain. U.S. Central Command said seven Iranian missiles were fired toward the Gulf states. It said six were intercepted, while one failed to reach its target. The latest exchange comes days after earlier strikes by both countries raised concerns about the stability of the ceasefire that has been in place since April. Kuwaiti authorities said an Iranian drone attack on the country's international airport on Wednesday killed one person and injured more than 60 others. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps denied responsibility, claiming the damage was caused by a malfunctioning U.S. missile interceptor. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Terai region. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, and at one or two places in the Terai region. Hot day conditions are likely at a few places in the Terai regions of Sudhir Paschim and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabila Amisani says India visit focused on advancing Nepal's prosperity and bilateral cooperation. Government forms probe committee to investigate satellite service procurement at Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. Information and Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsana says citizen-centered good governance system is being built in the country. And Russian President Putin dismisses Ukrainian President Zelensky's call for face-to-face talks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.